why drivers make the decision to drive away from an accident. Well, what crosses my mind, it's one of two things. Let me speak to Paul Raymond Tubb, who is an expert from MIB Motor Insurance. This is the Motor Insurance Bureau, and he's been teaming up with the University of Leicester to do the research. Paul, good morning.
Good morning, Frank.
Paul, I'm going to guess that either the person driving the car that has struck someone or struck another vehicle, they drive away because they've been drinking, or because they genuinely have had an amazing fit of panic.
Panic, yes. Drink. Those two things do feature, but you may be quite surprised that some of the output from the early part of this study suggests that a lot of people leave the scene because either they don't know that is an offence to stay around and report the accident, or they don't think it's serious enough, or that they just panic and are scared of the consequences.
So are we including in this every prang under the sun? If someone is driving along the road, they stop at the traffic lights, someone's wing mirror is sticking out, my wing mirror touches his wing mirror, is that leaving the scene of an accident if two wing mirrors touch?
Yes, it is. There's a whole range of incidents here within the scope, from the sort of incident you've just described or a minor bump in a supermarket car park to those involving serious and fatal accidents. So there is a whole range of accidents, and this is just an interim report having done a postal survey. The university have done a survey of drivers that have been convicted of offences of failing to stop or report an accident. The work continues to include some more in-depth interviews. So we're hoping to understand more about the reasons why people leave the scene, perhaps in more serious accidents.
How common is it for people to move away from a serious accident? Because I almost understand the touching of the wing mirrors if no damage is done, but I certainly don't, under any circumstances, really believe that people panic to the extent that they can justify driving away from someone else's injury or devastation.
It's relatively common. About the DVLA official or the DFT official data of personal injury road accidents, about 10% involve a hit-and-run driver. So there's quite a lot of it going on out there, and that 10% has remained fairly static over a number of years. So it is a big problem, and it's part of the reason why we are keen to try and do something about it.
When someone does leave the scene of an accident, do they then dream up a story to pretend that it wasn't them driving the car?
That can happen. What happens in a large number of cases, about 50% of those that responded to the survey, were their details were picked up by other drivers or other pedestrians and passed to the police. So they do end up being prosecuted, and there are serious consequences of prosecution.
Yes, what is the tariff for leaving the scene of an accident?
In GB, the tariff is up to 10 points on your licence, possible disqualification, and unlimited fines. So the courts have the power to impose some pretty serious, it's a serious offence.
I was talking earlier in the programme about the craze that is the drone and everyone being filmed and people generally getting excited about the new technology. Where are you, as a representative of the insurance industry, where are you with the cameras in cars, the onboard camera fixed to the windscreen?
Those kind of devices can provide crucial and very useful information in investigating accidents. Part of the MIB's remit is to compensate victims of uninsured and hit-and-run drivers. And for some time now, many buses have CCTV cameras fitted, and we use that information to investigate exactly what happened in an accident. So they can provide some very useful information.
Yeah, would you see a time in the future when cameras might be built into cars?
That's entirely possible, I'm sure. The technology in motor vehicles is moving on apace. And things like automatic braking and that sort of thing. So technology is certainly moving on, and it certainly could be the case in the future.
Finally, Paul, who's more likely to drive away from the scene of an accident, a recently qualified driver or an older driver?
The survey suggests that younger drivers give different reasons, certainly not drinking or uninsured, whereas older drivers tend to do it if they didn't think it was serious enough. So there's differences in the age profile, and that's something we'd like to explore when we move this on to look at some preventative strategies.
Yeah, because of course if people are driving away and they're not insured and whatever, the buck stops with the guys who are honest and who are paying the insurance because the premium goes up.
Absolutely. We're all paying for this. The MIB charges a levy on insurers that's paid for by all premium paying motorists, and that levy is about £250 million.
Paul, good speaking to you. Interesting to hear about the growing number of people who are driving away from the scene of an accident and, sadly, the number of individuals who think it is not a fence. Thanks for your time, Paul. Thank you.
Thank you, Frank. Bye-bye.
Paul Ryman-Tubb from the MIB.